This is Tony Barker at Square Meter Gardening at the Grow Your Own Show in Guildford, and with me is Robin Rose. Robin, the coir blocks in the grow bags, why are those so special? What do they do?
Well, they contain a peat-free growing media called coir, which is a complete waste product from the coconut producing industry. It comes mainly from Sri Lanka and from India. Ours actually comes from India. What happens is that after the coconut has had the nut removed, then the outer casing has got a thick fibrous core inside it. They remove the long fibres and they make brushes and mats and that sort of thing, ropes out of it. And then the dust that's left, traditionally there's been no particular commercial use for it and it's been burned. Well, there's been a lot of research and development done, and now this is actually washed in fresh stream water. It's got a starter fertiliser added and compressed, dried and compressed, and it's turned out to be an absolutely fantastic growing medium.
What is there about it which makes it so good for plants and for growing?
Well, it's got an extremely open texture. It's got a low carbon footprint. The thing about growing media is that you've got to compare it to other things that are on the market. Mainly peat is used. I think from 2013, then peat begins to be outlawed by the government. Not only has it got, not only does the removal of it destroy habitat for animals, but it also they've also recently found that it's got the biggest carbon sink on the planet. So in fact, as soon as peat is removed from the peat bog, then it starts releasing carbon dioxide.
Now, you demonstrate what it can do by small blocks, and of course the bigger grow bags as well. The small blocks only take so much water before they become real compost.
Yeah, I mean it's compacted. It expands to about eight times its volume when water's added. These 6 centimetre discs, they're 20 mil by 6 centimetres. You add those to about 250 mils of water, and it'll immediately produce half a litre of growing compost. And the same goes throughout. You know, obviously the quantities get bigger.
So the ones on the Square Meter Gardening website are the bigger blocks. What can they produce when you put how much water on?
Well, you produce they'll produce about 15 litres. You need to add about 6 litres of water to those, and they'll expand from a small block to a large grow bag immediately, like magic before your eyes.
And what life do they have for a plant and for growing?
Well, the actual bag itself has got a 4-year UV protection on it, so the bag will last for 4 years. The coir itself will last for a lot more than 4 years, but 4 years is the maximum that we can get for a polythene bag to last for. So you could actually take the coir out of the bag at the end of the 4 years and put it into another container and carry on using it. Obviously it needs feeding in between, as you would do with any growing media.
And they sold very well at the Grow Your Own Show in Guildford this year. What is it about it, do you think, that does impress people?
Well, it's very deep, so you can grow deep-rooted vegetables in them that you can't in a standard grow bag. I mean, potatoes, for example, do very, very well in these bags. It's a very cheap way of growing potatoes. Sorry, Tony.
Well, what other vegetables really benefit from the deep-rooted nature of a grow bag?
Well, you can grow carrots in them. Tomatoes do a lot better because there's a lot more depth of soil to get the roots into. Well, in fact, everything does better because there's a lot more depth of soil to get the roots into. They're about 10 inches deep when they're expanded, so it's a good depth of water. Good depth of soil. They also hold a lot of water as well, because of the depth. You're looking at sort of a gallon and a half in one of these. It's quite amazing, really.
Now, they're described as one plant grow bags, though, but they look big enough for more plants. I mean, is it really only one plant that can benefit?
Well, no, I mean, it depends what plant you was growing, really. I mean, if you was going to grow a carrot, then you'd grow more than one carrot in it. But if you were going to grow a tomato plant or a pepper or a chilli or that sort of thing, then you would just put one plant in.
Robin Rose, thanks for explaining the grow bags to us. Thank you.
Thanks, Danny.